Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. United players are expected to return to training at their Carrington complex on Wednesday. United shut the first team section of their training ground on Monday after a rise in coronavirus cases that resulted in Tuesday's Premier League game against Brentford being postponed. Ralf Rangnick's squad has been tested again and players who return negative tests will be able to resume training. United's next game is against Brighton at Old Trafford on Sunday. Moving on then into other news, and with their transfer plans, reports suggest that the ability to keep hold of Paul Pogba might not mean that Barcelona are interested in his services. Reports have suggested that Xavi is not that keen on signing him on a free transfer. Pogba is out of contract at the end of the season, and for the moment he's not minded to sign the new fresh terms on his deal at United. Manchester United are claimed to be preparing for life after the Frenchman and are believed to be considering midfield targets. Van Laporte had offered Pogba to Xavi in a reported potential transfer list. Reports have suggested, though, that Xavi is not interested in him and wants to look elsewhere. Moving on into other news, and Fiorentina chief executive Joe Barone has revealed that Dusan Vlahic has turned down the chance to sign the highest contract ever in the history of the Italian club. 21-year-old has scored 17 times and got 2 assists in 18 appearances in all comps. Manchester United, Arsenal and Tottenham are interested in his services. Barone has admitted that the club have done all they can to keep him at the club, but he has rejected it, even though the bid is still on the table. And into other news, and Victor Lindelof's partner has confirmed he was fitted with a heart monitor after suffering chest pain against Norwich. He was substituted after discomfort during the match. His wife, Maya Nilsson Lindelof, has revealed he was put under observation after a heart monitor for 2 days to make sure everything is okay. She said on her private blog, "We just spent the day at home yesterday and rested. Everything seems to be okay. And look, we have it. We are waiting for answers to the list for the tests to be tomorrow." That's all then for the latest Manchester United headlines. We'll have more news later.